Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting bulbs in pots. Get a head start with caladiums, cannas, blood lilies, and other summer bulbs by starting them now in pots. Gather some 6 to 8 inch pots and fill them with a good, well-drained potting media. Place a bulb or tuber in each pot, taking care to plant them at the correct depth and orientation. For caladiums, also use a sharp knife to remove the central eye on each tuber so that you'll get fuller plants. Place the pots where they'll stay warm and receive adequate sunlight. Don't forget to water them when the soil feels dry to the touch. When temperatures start to rise, move the pots into the garden to help them get acclimated, and then plant them out in the landscape. By using this trick, you'll be able to enjoy great color earlier in the season. For more information about bulbs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, changing an irrigation head. Changing a broken irrigation head yourself is an easy task that can save water and money. Always check with the manufacturer for the correct replacement head. Be sure the water is shut off. Carefully dig around your irrigation head. Keep an eye out for buried pipes. You don't want to cut through a line. Remove enough soil around the head so that you can access it easily. Turn the head counterclockwise, being careful not to break the pipe. Remove the old head and any debris, keeping soil out of the open pipe. Apply Teflon tape to the threads and screw on the replacement head. Check for leaks and adjust the spray pattern. Refill the hole, and the top of the irrigation head should sit no more than a half inch above the ground. For more about changing an irrigation head and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning deciduous fruit trees. If you're growing deciduous fruit trees, it's important to prune them properly. The best time to prune is in late winter or early spring. Shape mature peach, nectarine, and plum trees so that they have an open, cup-shaped canopy. You want the limbs to be evenly distributed around the sides of the cup. Apple and pear trees should be pruned and trained so that they have 5 to 7 well-spaced limbs around a dominant central trunk. Spend some time researching what correct pruning looks like before you start cutting so that you don't inadvertently harm the tree. Your local extension office can help. Follow proper pruning practices and your fruit trees will reward you with bigger yields that are easier to harvest. For more information about fruit trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard chickens. One of the latest trends in gardening is raising backyard chickens. Many people appreciate having fresh, locally grown eggs, and gardeners like chickens because they can help manage insect pests and aerate the soil in vegetable gardens. Many cities allow residents to keep only a certain number of hens and often exclude roosters, so be sure to check your local laws. You can buy chicks in the spring at most feed and seed stores or from mail order sources. You'll need to build a coop and an enclosed run to protect your chickens from predators and bad weather. During cold snaps, provide a heat lamp to keep them warm. Feed your chickens a well-balanced commercial feed and be sure to give them access to clean water. For more information about backyard chickens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spiderwort. With spring arriving, you may see flowering plants popping up in your yard, including spiderwort. Spiderwort is a clump-forming upright perennial that's native to Florida. It blooms in spring with 1-inch flowers that have 3 petals and come in either white, pink, blue, or violet. Each flower lasts less than a day, but the plants put out new flowers for 6 to 8 weeks. Some people see spiderwort as a weed, since it volunteers so readily in certain landscapes. They may get frustrated trying to remove it, since its cut stems ooze a jelly-like sap. Other gardeners enjoy spiderwort and even seek out some of the improved cultivars to plant in their gardens. It just goes to show that even in gardening, beauty truly is in the eye of the beholder. For more information about spiderwort and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.